שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא מנצחים את המלחמה. הגענו ל...
We are in a lesson on the topic of winning the war. We are in item 59. The study material is in the study materials tab in the Ervut system. You can also send questions. Winning the war, peace among friends.
Before that, we had a different section in this collection about peace among opposites, because as a result of that we come to peace among friends. It's all of our development, all of humanity is when each one grows and develops in their nature, their ego, until we discover reluctantly we have to be somehow connected, organized between us. That's to our benefit, or we would simply destroy each other without any benefit to anyone. Therefore, these opposites that appear in humanity, also in each and every one of us, each one feels himself to some extent torn and divided into several pieces, different opinions, also sees how it's not certain since through external influences he may be pulled one way or another, and he has no independent point, that person. And that's true for each and every one. Because humanity does not discover its fundamental point, is constantly twisting and turning either to the extreme right or the extreme left. And the same is happening inside a person, inside a family, inside a society, inside nations, in the whole world, really. And if we wish to reach a certain fundamental point, a foundation point, we need to understand that our craftsmanship has to be about that, that we build our foundation on the connection between opposites, and not when one wins over the other. There's no room for war. Rather, there's a place for war inside each one, so he would rise above himself and connect with the others who will also do the same work. That's what we discussed in the previous excerpts, that love covers all transgressions and so on and so forth, the advantage of light from darkness, when specifically by connecting to opposites we get the fundamental point from which we can continue and expand it, because it's the point of connection of between two opposites. That point brings us the essence of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator, the feeling of the Creator, where He already shines through this point. As much as we're trying to annul the I and connect to the other, and in this way, mutually, I to my beloved to me, we come to a state where the Creator can also clothe in us and show us the point above the two opposites, which is Him. Himself. He's also the source of these two opposites, and he also doesn't belong to any one of them. Rather, he's the concealed source. He's a degree higher than both. And that's why in our development we need to reach a state where each one understands, is willing, is capable of annulling himself for the sake of connecting with the one opposite him, and by that he comes specifically to the connection with the Creator. This is the realization or actualization of our nature correctly. Hence, we've come to study these parts, these portions called peace among friends, where you cannot have completion, connection between the friends that will exist unless both sides understand the necessity of that mutual concession. This is the correct attitude. This is the correct direction in our development. And here the Creator helps them, connects them, and he concludes the entire process, himself. And by being in this mutual concessions and mutual search, how to be with the thing and its opposite for each one, in this way they find the place where they discover the Creator. This place is called Shechina. Is not built on the will to receive of each one of the sides, but specifically above these two sides, where each one makes a concession, gives up on himself in order to rise. And there they meet, and there they build a place for the revelation of the Creator. Let's read these excerpts and feel how relevant it is, how current, how it belongs to us, to our times, where in our development, the development we went through, we've come to a state where we can now position ourselves correctly, our face towards mutual concessions and revelation of the Creator, and this, and at the peak of mutual concessions, one towards another, we build the state, the true spiritual state. Then we'll see each one of the friends as help against. And the Creator will help us, since that which does not exist in anyone, each one can receive it from the friends by annulling himself and accepting the other. Also the other annuls himself and accepts him. And so in this mutual concession, we build something that was not there, a spiritual degree. And what fills it is the upper force, the Creator. We'll see according to Yes, peace between opposites, 54.
Peace between opposites, 54. Bala Sulam writes, the whole path of creation that the Creator created is regarded as two opposites in one subject. And all the combinations in the world were made in this way. And this is the whole work of creation.
55.
This is from Assorted Counsels. The essence of peace is to connect two opposites. Hence, do not be alarmed If you see a person whose ambition, whose opinion is completely opposite from yours, and you think that you will never be able to make peace with him. Or, when you see two people who are completely opposite to each other, do not say it is impossible to make peace between them. On the contrary, the essence of peace is to try to make peace between two opposites.
Later, we will learn how we can truly build over this connection between two opposites, the third essence that doesn't belong to any one of them. And in this third essence, to build life, even technology, new technology, everything you can imagine, can depict, we can't even do that yet, but when we'll enter it, we'll see how our entire lives are on the are in the concessions between two. They build the entrance to a new world, to a new reality on all levels.
56 from Zohar for All. There's no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness. And there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. This is complete work.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот написано, что человек вступает на дурной путь и оставляет его. Вот что это за процесс?
Yes, dear Rav, it says that man enters the bad path and then leaves it. Well, what does it mean?
From the beginning, we are in something that is just egoistical, but when we wish to develop, our development brings us to grow the ego and to a greater world to receive more and more. Because he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And so this is how we advance in our will to receive that keeps on growing. And although we learn and we feel more, it all remains in the will to receive that is growing. It's not in concessions, it's not in the will to bestow. And then we discover gradually through certain actions, most importantly, it's the reforming light that we invite. In this way, we come to a state where we begin to feel just how much we're lacking to the attainment of our root. This is what's concealed. And attaining the root doesn't mean that I need him in my feeling, in my intellect, in my understanding and perception. Rather, I want to be incorporated in it. I want to feel that I and him, that I'm in him. And our development brings us to a new deficiency. Incorporating in the root, and annulling in it. And this is our goal.
А что значит, что я включаюсь в корень?
What does it mean to incorporate with the root?
Our root is neither good nor bad. It's simply the source of everything, all of creation. And we begin to discover that that's what we're after. We rise above the good, above the bad, and we want to reach their source. When you lose these discernments of good and bad, but rather the upper one, the source, that's what's important to us.
In
our work in the ten, how should we, along with the friends, incorporate with the root?
By making concessions towards one another. It's not simple. You have to learn how to do it. Otherwise, you make yourself a zero. But Rabash writes about it as well. But his zero is not the zero where we erase ourselves. It's when I annul myself, and through my concession, I'm included in others. I seemingly continue to live in them. And when I annul myself, my concession towards them becomes a new structure. As it's written, the conflict of the elders is the building of a structure, a new structure, and that's how we advance. We need to scrutinize it. We still lack sufficient work with it.
Здравствуйте. Непонятно все же, почему, когда человек вступает на дурной путь и оставляет его, тогда...
Still, it's not clear why a person goes into the bad path and then leaves it, and then the Creator grows in His glory. What does it mean? I did something bad and left it, and only then...
You can't climb to a higher degree unless you let go of the previous degree, the previous step, the previous state. And so when you see that the state you're in is not good, not from the point of view of your ego, but from the point of view of advancing towards connection, unity, revealing the Creator, giving Him contentment a bit more or less through the friends.
And
then through all these states, the Sidon, you use them to rise to the next degree.
So the problem here is that the bad state also has to be related to the Creator.
Right. You have to connect all the states to the Creator and advance in them, see how they clothe in you, and you go through them towards a higher connection, a higher connection with the ten, with the group. That's where, that's the correct line, the true line on which you can advance without making mistakes. Meaning to annul between the friends, whatever it may be. And he was greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Then a person will have more and more problems with the friends. To such an extent they want to kill one another. And they all nevertheless find a strength using various means to overcome the forces, his forces of opposition, resistance to connection in the group, and that's how you advance. You have to measure yourself in the group daily. How much we've attained connection today more than yesterday. And to ask the man of the Creator to show us measurements. How can we measure ourselves according to our feeling and our intellect?
Получается проблема, насколько я понимаю, вот этот процесс
Turns out the problem, Matsuji understands, is that this process of tying the good and the bad with the Creator, what we've learned about the peace, the state of peace. So the main problem is to relate the bad to the Creator. Can't understand it. Why? Because I can't nullify before the 10.
I don't quite get the question. Of course, the egoistic desire that is growing in you and is positioning you opposite the friends, it also comes from the Creator, it's clear. And then you have to see in it the forces of
Buongiorno caro Rav. Perché una connessione spirituale richiede due opposti e l'annullamento di entrambi?
Why spiritual connection requires two opposites and also their mutual nullification?
Through the mutual annulment, they begin to feel a higher degree, because the higher degree is built on top of their concessions, their mutual concessions, and it includes both of them. It connects, combines both of them. This is called raising them to the degree of Bina, above reason, above the ego of each one, when they suddenly begin to feel, and it's taking place because of the upper light, they feel that they can connect, and this connection brings them to a new state, where the two of them become one to some extent. This is a higher degree. Meaning the higher we climb up the degrees, the more united we are, and two becomes one. And opposites complement one another. And this is all of the spiritual corrections. This is the ladder of degrees that we have to realize if we are prepared for it as much as possible in the relationship between us, the corporeal relationships. We prepare ourselves for it. Then we will enter all of it.
Rav, I heard from you that we need to see every day what is our level of connection. It's not clear how to do it. Everyone has his states during the day.
It's okay that each one has his own states, but each one needs to also measure somehow how much, to what extent he annuls himself towards the friends, and that's the degree of his connection.
PT 5. Rav, it says in the excerpt that there's no light, but that which comes out of darkness, because when that side surrenders, then the Creator rises above and His glory grows. So one side surrenders to the other, it seems. Not that something, a third thing appears above, on top them. So how do you see that?
The darkness for us is our inability to connect to opposites.
And
therefore we annul ourselves towards that third side, the upper one, that is not understood, is not attained, is not felt, but we raise it. As a higher value, there's nothing higher than that. It's the Creator that needs to be higher than all the calculations and all of our feelings. And when we raise Him, we annul before Him, we bow down before Him. And we can reach that only from the darkness that we feel. Otherwise, we have no other way of existing in our current state, where the states are so sharp, so different, so such opposition that it's impossible to connect them together, and that inability to connect two opposites that brings us darkness. And then this darkness we consider as the negative evil force, where we cannot unify things together, and the one who is raising us to a higher degree. The Creator, who brings us the feeling of this darkness, is actually showing us how much we need to rise towards the connection between us and above our reason, where I go with my eyes shut and I advance towards Him specifically. And in this state, I have no good, no bad, and I want everything to be revealed as one, the one source. I want it to be revealed. We come to such states of confusion, helplessness, inability to decide, that there's no good and no bad. Rather, everything is so confused. Now, I've got nothing to do. Therefore, this wholeness is revealed now, where this is the only way to keep the good and the bad, and that comes by rising to a higher degree, a spiritual degree.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. A question from our 10. How can we call our evil inclination as evil? We don't recognize in our will to receive. How do I come to this awareness so that I can rise above it?
We do it by wanting to connect. And by feeling a true need for connection. And we feel what stops us from getting to connection, from which we can perform an action towards the Creator to bestow contentment to Him. And then what interrupts, what stands between us and connection, is called the evil inclination. Then to that extent that we grow the Creator in our eyes, how important it is for us to bestow to Him, accordingly we'll hate the evil inclination that interrupts us. This is how we're going to discover the evil inclination, because the evil inclination is the one that stands on the middle line between.
Rav wanted to ask, could it be there's a vessel without opposites?
A vessel without opposites cannot be. Because there is no vessel that does not include refinement and coarseness. Has to be a coarseness, a screen, reflected light. These opposites have to be there. The entire system of nature is built on these opposites. Also the concept of the Creator, Boe, come and see. It's built relative to us from opposites. That's why we only build spirituality in this way. We compile it before our senses, our eyes.
So it means that every kli is always a result of some resistance, some dispute. It can't come otherwise.
Of course not. We are learning about it. There's a screen, of course, a restriction, screen, reflected light, and your connection with the Creator is built on top of that. In all the previous states, the coarseness, the restriction, screen, and so on and so forth, you build that from the connection between the parts that are foreign to one another, opposite, hostile. As much as they can connect between them, they build a partsuf. And only from that, you can begin to approach the revelation of the Creator and the and relationship with the Creator as much as you have this resistance and collision, and above that connection inside the vessel, inside the group. The Creator also is revealed inside the group. It's something that's revealed from the correct balance between all the parts that contradict one another.
Okay.
So what do you do when you can't connect the opposites because they're so in contrast? How do you bring them to completion if they can't connect?
A common goal, the revelation of the Creator, where one is not, cannot do it without the other.
So the completion is at the goal?
Yes, because that's where our heart will rejoice.
So the opposites will always be in resistance, in contrast.
Yeah, but the goal connects them.
So then what is the vessel according to the goal?
You have a situation where they're all opposite to one another, and together they all connect in order to attain the Creator, to resemble Him, to bestow to Him, to adhere to Him. This is the vessel that's built entirely on the ego the Creator created, the resistance between everyone, and rising above these qualities.
So the goal cancels the conflicts, the disputes, or it creates a kli above them?
No, above them. Above. That's the source of coarseness. Coarseness does not appear in one or the other or the third one. It reveals when you have this opposition between these parts and those parts in the vessel. The resistance grows, the tension that grows, and above that, they close it, seal it with love. And then in this entire complex between the ego and over it, the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, you discover this quality of unity of the Creator that they build.
So then what do you end up with? That instead of dispute, you feel the common goal without canceling anything?
We don't cancel anything. We simply know how to do it correctly, how to work correctly with what the Creator gave the created beings.
So the clash continue in terms of resistance. How do we become a kli if we always are in collision above?
Above it. Otherwise, what does it mean? Restriction, screen, reflected light. Everything is above our ego, each one's ego, and all of us, all of ours together. That's how we build it, in annulment towards one another in the group. Accordingly, we build the relationship to the Creator. And then He's revealed. Why specifically in the 10? The 10 is the complete ego that is constantly colliding and erupting and has all these internal states, and it knows how to restrict itself, to manage itself under a certain amount of pressure. Of course, it gets it from above, but it knows how to manage his ego in such a way where the darkness will shine as light. Otherwise, the created beings have no other way to reach the form of the Creator, to attain Him. Attaining the Creator means that we arrange Him in us. That. Similarly, the refinement and purity of the vessel.
Okay, last question then. What is the most efficient, fastest way to move from a state of dispute in the will to receive, to peace in the vessel, the goal.
Concessions, each one towards the society in the most complete a form as possible. Complete concession in all those different ways that I'm capable of doing it. I'm annulling myself, but this annulment needs to be active. Where I participate with them and I want to be together with them in all kinds of actions, all kinds of states. The extent to which they give me an opportunity to participate with them, to
one of us being,
what are you
one
talking
of us
about?
Being Russian. No, I'm saying we've passed that, right? I'm not clear what kind of resistance exactly we need to rise above. What is so different between us?
It's not talking about the differences between us. It's talking about an incorporation of one, each one in the others. Incorporation, each one in his group, with his group.
Yes, also both incorporation in the group and doing what the group says. We do that, but when you say the Oviyut appears that we have to rise above, what is it? The relationships with the friends, what is the biggest resistance? I don't understand what it is. The ideology towards the path, what do we need to rise above?
Do you know what does it mean to annul himself towards the group?
Yes, I heard that.
You heard it. Try to realize it. Implement it.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот как раз продолжая эти выяснения, есть две противоположности и совокупность силы сопротивления.
I'll continue the friend. If there are
сокращение, какую роль выполняет?
Contrasts and the power of contrasts between them is the thickness. So what is the restriction here?
The restriction is the intention not to work for oneself, but only for the society, for the group. This is where the restriction fits. It doesn't cancel anything from the coarseness, from the desires. So we can't do anything with that. We're talking only about the use in the desires, the use in our qualities. I'm not going to cancel anything in me, only the use for myself and the use for myself, and to I wish to restrict it and replace it later with using it for the group. And that's the only thing we're talking about. We don't destroy the will to receive in any way, shape or form.
Так значит, сокращение происходит над обиютом по отношению к цели.
So the restriction happens above the viewed towards the goal.
Yes, okay. Where are we? 56?
57.
Okay, keep going.
Baal HaSulam, everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it.
Meaning, we need to protect everything in reality, ensure that it doesn't disappear, but only to use it in the form of love and bestowal towards the other. Since from the get-go, it's aimed at the self-benefit of each one, seemingly self-benefit. And that's the only thing we have to do. But don't erase, don't lose any desire on along the way. Just change how you use each and every desire, from in order to receive for himself to, in order to bestow to the other. And then everything will work out. We can't do it for sure if we connect in order to do it together. And we'll ask the Creator. He will give us the strength, the powers, and we'll be.
Спасибо. А вот что меняется в моих желаниях до сокращения и после сокращения?
What is changing in my desires before and after the restriction?
Навредить, например,
for instance, потом через всю эту работу, о которой let's say, first I wanted to do harm to the friend. And after all this work, it changes, and I want to benefit him. Until I come to a state where I only want to benefit him.
Yeah, we go from hate towards the other, maybe not even hate. I have no attitude, no relationship to a friend, and then I feel various corporeal relationship towards them, the way we have it with other people. Then we begin to realize our relationships more purposefully, towards attaining the goal. Is it good or bad for me to be with this friend relative to the goal? But then I pay greater attention to the goal, and the friend is a partner, and I don't care too much about his inner qualities, these kind or those kind. I begin to see in all these qualities that they need to help me out, his qualities, to help me attain the goal, and that's what he sees in me. So we are now connected to one another through the importance of the goal. And that's how we advance. The more we know how to use the other, and then both of us in the relationship between us, you know, use that in order to attain the goal. How much it obligates us to be closer, more scrutinized with one another. Even when you hate one another, we can't stand one another. We are happy that it is revealed. We begin to look at our relationships only through the goal. And we understand that the opposition, the conflict between us, when the dispute, when it comes, it helps us attain the goal. That's why love covers all transgressions. The more we advance, the more we appreciate and value the goal, and all the oppositions between us, all the contradictions, they stand out even more, and we value them because above them we attain the goal. And although corporeally you could say that we hate one another, but spiritually we are devoted to one another. Because each one thinks about such a friend that without him he cannot reach the attainment of the Creator. So accordingly we begin to appreciate the relationships between us according to the spiritual height that can be very high above the hate, the rejection, the mismatch. The more we grow up, our qualities stand out, meaning each one is opposite to the others. But in order to attain the goal, I have to be in it. The students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill one another. This describes the spiritual height they had when this was revealed. That's how it is in the beginning of the lesson, the beginning of connection. They would feel and later overcame it and rose above it. And then you discover the Creator both according to the coarseness that you have and according to the purity or refinement they attained after the effort. And then they had a big partsuf where the Creator is revealed, adhesion in Him. And they wrote about that in the Book of Zohar.
To experiment with that, to practice that, build this template.
In the lesson, I'm going with you over all the fundamentals, foundations, and I give you the beginning of exercises that you have to carry out later. We have no time for it. We simply have no time.
And
that's why you need to later repeat those things. Throughout all the hours of the day, do it. Do it in the evening. Set a special time for yourself, an hour or two in the evening, and go over all those things again, once or twice a week, or however many that you need, and this way you'll advance. But without the work that you will do on yourselves, between yourselves, in the group, each one, and in the group, when you do it, when you do it together, this is a big problem. We are in the last generation, and our work needs to be in the connection between us, as we are right now. We are a certain level of connection. You have to form such connection in the tens, maybe between the tens. You have to think about it. One, you have to do it.
Maybe, Rav, in the end of the lesson, you can give us some question or a task for a few words so we can work on it.
If you listen closely to the lesson, you'll see that I'm talking about it. You'll hear it, how to connect and how to do it and what we have to do and how to unravel to one another, how to connect with one another. That's what we're talking about here. You just need to do it between you.
Latin 14 and 11 are asking, what is true concession in spiritual work?
What is?
The true concession in spiritual work.
The true concession in the spiritual work include several actions. When I annul myself in order to be incorporated in the other, then after I get to the connection with him, I try to enliven myself, to awaken myself again, to participate in the other with those qualities that I restricted. And it's all to the extent that we advance together towards the revelation of the Creator. We'll create between us that form that is similar to the Creator. And this mutual concession, according to how much I'm incorporated in the friends, in this way I can build myself like the Creator. The Creator has no form. Where do we get the form of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator? From annulling myself towards the friends and taking from them their qualities, and I want to incorporate in them as one man in one heart. And in this way I feel how when I come out of, in order to receive, and I enter together into their qualities in order to bestow, by that I'm building the image of the Creator before me. And this way we advance, and each and every one of us is like that. And eventually, from all these efforts, together we build Him. He is the common one. He's what's common between us. This is the meaning of "you have made me."
Women Hebrew, how to awaken reciprocity in concessions?
Only by example. From example.
So Moscow 8 is asking, following the previous question, can concession happen always from one side?
Concession also has to be an example. And he who restricts himself, who's doing it towards the friends, he is the one who's more advanced.
Moscow 20. איך אני יכולה לעשות ביטול עצמי?
Moscow 20. How can I internally nullify myself towards the friends if my ego
Can discover how evil is the ego for not letting me connect with a friend? And then we can see that he's truly the evil inclination. And then you can ask together with the friends who are going through the same states, you can ask together from the Creator to help us overcome the evil inclination, where we can't cancel ourselves, each one. And in this way, our prayer is going to be rewarded with the answer to the prayer from above.
Moscow 20,
how can we not blur the disagreement in the 10 and not pretend that nothing's happening, but rise above all the conflicts together?
Efforts, ladies, efforts. There's nothing else you can do. If you want to make it, there's only one thing, more and more, to knock on the closed gate until it opens up. And this gate is in our hearts. We open it up to the friends, and they will enter the heart of each and every one. Together with that, I feel it's the Creator that
Amen, PT 10. It says that the creation's path is through two opposites. How then to not practically relate myself to one of any one of the opposites and unite them to one?
This will work itself out. We just need to try and feel the friends in the heart.
Women Hebrew.
Two more questions. Women Hebrew. How do we not invade this inner point that we can't give up on and can't erase? How to reach that?
I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about. I don't think we have a problem there. Our work needs to be in being as close as possible to one another, not corporeally, but in attainment of the spiritual work. Just understand that the connection, my connection with the friends and my connection with the Creator, is the same. It's one and the same. Even more than that, the Creator is attained in the connection between us, and if we don't reach the connection between us, we won't attain the Creator.
Last question. You said a person cannot erase himself, so what exactly we can't give up or make concession on, and how does the 10 create an environment where it's possible?
I don't give up on one thing, the innermost point in me that wants to reach revelation, connection, adhesion in the Creator. That, on that I never give up. All the rest is around it. I'll read it again.
Again, 59. Those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends. It's because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views, so as to receive the strength of love of others. There's a famous maxim by our sages. As their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Meaning the main thing is the mutual concessions in the group between the friends towards one another, where only the common goal should stand out, and by that we'll be able to connect even more. And the more each one annuls himself towards the connection between them, that's what will advance.
Again, 60. One should not look at one's friend unfavorably.
Meaning when I look for something bad in him, or when I sometimes find myself and I see that I'm looking at him and I'm seeing all kinds of things that I don't like.
Finding in him precisely that which is not good and searching for flaws in his friend's work. On the contrary, one must only look at the good and always search and find in him merit and good. And by this, there will be peace with everything.
Well, I don't want to get into all kinds of things here. That's clear that it's all very subjective. It's all very egoistic from one with respect to the other. If we aim ourselves toward the goal, we mustn't see negative in the other. Even if you can justify yourselves. If someone is on the path, I look in him for only good things. Maybe there are some.
And the moment we work in that direction of searching for the good things in the friend, where does it take us? To what direction?
To rising above my ego. It's not like there are no bad things in him or there are bad things in him. I don't see in anything anyone. I see myself. When I look at the friend, I'm actually seeing myself. So then the question is, how do I calibrate myself in order to see the Creator? Then everything before me, I have to bring myself into the right calibration. And in this work, I will see the Creator. So I have the whole world where there's nothing to look for, but I have the group which the Creator set up for me. And then by calibrating myself with respect to the group, arranging myself in this way, I make this calibration. Where, through this form that I have built, it doesn't matter if it's not real, because my truth is that it's entirely egoistic, but the more I try to see the group as complete, then through this form, I can calibrate myself, direct myself to reveal the Creator. This is what was given to me. So, the more I accustom myself to seeing the friends as complete, by this I bring myself closer to revealing the Creator. And the friends too, the group, and the Creator. They are all not realistic. Not The role in me, it is how I am changing myself, calibrating myself, arranging myself so I can detect spirituality in this way. I have no other way. Because I will constantly be in a confusion of the will to receive. This is why the group was given. So I will calibrate myself toward good things, corrected things, even though they're not like that. But it doesn't matter to me. I see in it the game of the Creator with me. The Creator places a person's hand on the good faith and says, take this. Here in Avut, in mutual responsibility,
although your friend's virtues are not equal to yours, you must tolerate him and love him. For so the Creator created him.
The Creator created the friends, brought them and me into one state, the teacher, the group. And therefore, we have to, whatever the case might be, annul ourselves before the society and accept the friends as being at the level of wholeness. And to the extent that I relate to them, it shows me how I am relating to the Creator. Very simple. Because through them, I am seeing the Creator. It is impossible that the Creator is greater in my eyes, higher, holier than the friends. Meaning the same instrument through which I discover and see and feel the Creator is the group. That the instrument.
When there's some dispute, if the resistance goes over some certain limit, so it becomes an outburst that you can't control. So what's the measure of coarseness you can use for it not to cross the line where you lose control?
There is the head of the group who must maintain it and be seemingly neutral. There are other tens next to you. It's impossible that what happens in the group goes out of control. There's no such thing. It mustn't happen. Because then the group doesn't exist. If there are disagreements, disputes, that's fine. But if you totally can't control the situation that you have, your inner situation, then there's no group.
How much of that time do I need with my friends?
You, nevertheless, what you got from the lesson, the main point, you need to talk about it for, I don't know how long it might take, half an hour a day, when you talk about what you got from the lesson, and to what extent, what's the main point, to what extent this lesson upgraded us to a new state, how from now on, we have to add to our relationships some new discernment. This you need to feel, that you have, that from now on you are receiving something additional in your relationship. Okay, Niv.
62 by the Rabash. How can one consider one's friend greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's? That he is more talented and has better natural qualities. There are two ways to understand this. One, he is going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason.
You can see it most clearly with a mother and a child. Whatever he is, for her, it's holy and good. There is a nature that ties her to the baby, and that's it. You can look at it from a side and say whatever you want. For her, he's perfect. That's it. This is how we have to look at the friends.
Two is the more natural. Within reason, if he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him,
the way of love.
This is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all transgressions.
How does the 10 work with the evil inclination together?
The 10 tries to work against the evil inclination by connecting among them. When they discover that the evil inclination exists specifically among the friends, this is why they want to unite above their separation. And by this, they destroy their evil inclination and instead of it, put together the good inclination. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. I see that I can agree with friends and love them under the condition that I get something from this. So how do I come out of this state?
It's natural that you're connected to them in this way. Try to rise above it. So you are connected with them and even work for them and not for yourself. Try. And if you can't, then look at how they do it. And if this doesn't help, pray to the Creator to give it to you. This is the work in the group.
What should I ask from the Creator?
The power.
Eitan from Center One. There's a friend in the 10 that before there's a discussion, I already know that we'll reach conflicts. So how to approach a discussion in the right way?
Each one should annul himself. If you want to come to the right result, then each one should annul himself. And then we go into a discussion, and this discussion is really to the point, meaning without personal participation, without the entry of the ego of each one.
Max from Novosibirsk. If I saw a flaw in a friend for a long time, so how can I use this advice if I don't see flaws today in a new day? Should I assume that the friend doesn't have that flaw anymore?
It all depends on how you look at the friend. You can see the flaw or you can not see the flaw. It all depends on the extent to which you aim yourself toward the friend. If it were your beloved baby, you wouldn't see this flaw because love covers all the crimes. So what is missing? What's missing is for you to come closer to him and understand that all the flaws you see in him, if you cancel them, you look above them, then you come closer to the Creator.
Woman, Hebrew from 63. What's the sign that the evil inclination became the Creator's servant, that the person was able to turn his hater into his lover?
The sign is that he loves. Very simple. That he loves the friends.
Last question from Mach 26. Can you give us advice how to keep the friends in the heart during the day?
Simply remind each other that we are connected. Every hour, put up a question to think about. Not just thinking about it, but that this, we really need this thing. That's it. In this way.
Да, дорогой Рав, а что такое, что Творец дает под залог? Я вот не могу никак понять.
Yes, dear Rav, what does it mean that the Creator gives it as a collateral?
The Creator gave us this world.
Natan lanu mitgale lifi ha'itpatchut shelanu mitgala.
According to our development, the method of correction is being revealed. How we can reach the goal by our participation quicker through our correction, that the correction is only by correcting human nature and not around it in anything. That on behalf of the Creator, even if you live in the forest or in a cave like thousands of years ago, but we need to see how we advance towards Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, in the most beneficial way, through the connection between us. All the correction is in the connection between us. Okay?
Так а что это за? Я не могу понять вот этот пример с магазином, где лавка открыта.
I can't understand this example with a store that's open and anyone can come and take.
You can use this world as much as you want, whichever way you want, until this world, the way it responds to you, it teaches you how to behave in a more correct way. But that way is called the path of suffering. But if you hear, if you deserve to hear how to behave correctly, then you can already receive from that store, meaning from life, forces, such forces that you can advance in a purposeful way. And then that's called that little book he writes in. That according to the amount you take, you have to give back. Because you take only in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, in order to correct yourself. If you do that, so that's how the world is built, and you help your soul exist. And you discover its correction still in this life.
With what do I pay?
Your exertion. Your efforts. To do what you're supposed to. You participate then in the correction of creation, in what you correct yourself, because you are that part, the only part that needs correction. Relation towards that reality.
We've got a problem with what people don't want to hear. That's what I'm saying.
That's something else. You're asking something completely different. Where's your previous question and what is now? Why don't people ask? It's none of your business. That is turning to you. How are you correcting yourself?
Only myself?
Yes, just yourself. You are not in charge of correcting others.
So how do we come to disseminate all over the world from this?
By that, you're correcting yourself.
And then what happens when I correct myself?
Then you'll see the world corrected.
That's what it's about?
It's not what it's about, it's everything.
Thank you, Rav. He says, the good states bring us closer to the goal, and bad states push us away from it. How can a state push humanity away from the goal? Because everything leads us to the goal eventually.
That's right, but there's a short way and a long way. And the difference between them is as much as the will to receive is in control. So we can shorten the time it's in control, and then shorten the path, and it's in our hands to do. And it's good in the eyes of the creation and in the eyes of the Creator, because you reach the connection quicker.
Masker White is asking, how do we take it? How do we take from this shop correctly?
If a person only lives in order to advance spiritually, so even what he takes for necessities in his life, it doesn't count as if he took it. The main thing are the intentions to bestow, that he wants to relate his whole life in such a way.
Final question from Netanya. Is the will to receive that we perceive in our perception of reality as a corporeal body, is it another brick that was created only for the purpose of correction?
No, the corporeal body doesn't even count. We're speaking about our desires, as much as we want to fill our desires. That's it. Either in order to enjoy or to give joy. That's the whole calculation. Calculating towards a desire. The body doesn't exist. It's also a kind of desire that this is the way it looks to us, as if it exists as a body. And it turns into a new state.
So if we look at the war that's going on now, how long should it continue according to the explanation here?
How long until we reveal all the evil that should be revealed?
What does it mean though? Because to say the First World War and the Second World War, there was so much suffering. Wasn't it enough suffering? What does it mean enough?
To that extent, they couldn't reveal more suffering. And they couldn't reveal the corrections for that suffering. That's why it stopped. It's not that you have one war and then after that, the final correction. It all comes in a gradual way. As much as humanity can suffer, each and every state, until it destroys that certain state and reaches the next one. And then also develops that it seems to it that what she attained, it attains after the previous state, that now it's good, until again a certain amount of evil is revealed of the ego. And that is also destroyed with all kinds of inner war, war, wars are more external, and that's how we advance. That's our development, all in all, towards human ego that needs to be revealed and throughout the whole world in a complete way.
So, final question. So what accumulates is not the feeling of suffering, but an understanding that the ego is the cause of all the bad. Is this what accumulates?
Yes, but the reason for it is if an egoistic desire needs to be revealed, and we have to discover the suffering of it in order to destroy it and correct it.